Hi everyone, my name is John, and in this video, I'm going to show you how you can debug your Azure Functions application with Visual Studio Code. Sometimes it's helpful to be able to debug your application. So to do that, with Azure Functions, we're going to explore how we can configure debugging. Inside the VS Code folder, we have a launch.json file. This is a file that got created for us when we created the function application. And here we can see that it's going to run func start, right under line 9, and it's going to attach the debugger for us. So great, that's configured out of the box. Now, we're going to go inside a product's get, and let's say we want to inspect what's happening when we get those products. So in the index.js function, it's our logic, over in the gutter, I'm going to click right there on line 5, right where the red dot is, and that's going to stop the debugger there. So now we've got our breakpoint ready, and we have our debugging configuration. The next step is to run the debugger. And there's two key ways to do this. One is we can hit the F5 key and it'll automatically crank up. That's the easiest. But let me show you a second way. Over here on the left in the activity bar, we can see the run and debug. We'll click on that. Now I'll stretch this out. You can see that we've got this configuration up top for attaching to node functions. You may remember inside of our launch.json, there's a shortcut to it with this little gear. That was the name of our debugging configuration on line 5. So then we can click on this green button up top here. Once we do that, you're going to see the debug bar up top appear, and then you'll see func start is cranking up. And then when it's ready, we're going to see the URL down here in green. Now, when I click on this, we're going to open up the browser, but it automatically went from the browser back to our code. Why? Because we have a breakpoint right here in line 5. So what can we do with that? Well, out of the box, we see up top, we've got the debugging bar where we can run these different commands. So we can continue, we can step over, step into, we can also disconnect. Or we can go over here on the left and we can see that we've got our variables set up. So we can see we've got products, which is undefined at this point. That makes sense because the products are right there. Now, if I move my cursor around, which I can do over in this file, I can still edit things as I want. And if I hover over products, you can see there's nothing happening. Now, if I step over, now the products over on the left has an array of three objects. So here is my array of three. And then if I close down the watch, we can see that we've got an object and there is our fresh organic strawberries right there. We can also see we can set up watches if we want to. We've got a call stack and we've got scripts that are loaded as well as breakpoints, which we can either edit or delete or just disable by unchecking the box right there and then it'll turn gray. And when I'm done, I can just click on the continue button up here and therefore go back to Edge and we can see that the function's running. Now, when you're done with the debugger, you can disconnect up here. And just to clean up the resources, the terminal is telling you you can close it with any key, or you can hit the trash can icon over here on the right-hand side. And then you're ready for another debugging session when it's time.